You are now listening to Next on Scene with your host, Jackie Zuck. Showcasing tomorrow's scene today, for Startups to Celebrities, we are your source to find out what's next. Stay up to date at nextonscene.com or follow us on social media at Next on Scene on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? We want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on scene. Welcome back to Next on Scene, everybody. It's your host, Jackie Zuck. And I can't believe we're only 1 week out from Valentine's Day. We have some awesome, awesome podcasts coming up, along with our fabulous guest of Who's Next Today. Jhené Luciani is an international renowned best-selling author of 3 books and a regular lifestyle expert on NBC's Today, Dr. Oz, Wendy Williams, and many others. She is the author of The Bra Book, an intimate guide to finding the right bra, shapewear, swimwear, and more. If you are looking to get inspired, today is the day. I'm so, so excited to interview Jhené and reverse the roles and have her on and be interviewed as a guest. All right, everybody, I am officially have on the line Jhené Luciani. Hi, Jhené, how are you today?
Hi, I'm great, Jackie. How are you?
Good. So excited to have you on. What an amazing background you have, you know, doing it all and also being a mom. So I totally want to learn about, like, what inspired you initially to get into a field of becoming an entrepreneur?
Well, I know. I've been called the world's first brapreneur, which
I love it.
Really neat. And I don't actually make bras. You know, I just really had a passion for helping women. I actually got my start going on 21 years ago now, so I'm making myself sound really old, but I got my start in television production and in news, and I kind of worked my way up a little bit and started in the Albany market and then ended up in New York City and started producing fashion content for different fashion designers, and it would go out on CNN and different networks. And I thought to myself, you know, I really love the fact that I love television. I didn't love news. Like, I felt like it was so depressing to be delivering people these, like, terrible stories.
Right. Understandably.
It was the perfect mix for me to kind of do what I love and then also bring something positive, I guess, to the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I just started, through the course of a couple of years, started booking myself on camera, and writing a fashion column for a magazine down in Westchester County, you might know, called The Wag.
So oh, my God, of course, yeah.
You know, The Wag, yes, yeah. So I was their first fashion editor, and I was their fashion editor for 5 years.
So cool.
And I would, you know, just give advice, basically, and that giving advice turned to giving advice on TV, and smaller markets turned to bigger markets, turned to national, and I started going on The Today Show, and I was a regular on The Today Show for 8 years, and I got the idea for The Bra Book, which is my first book, through an article that I wrote for The Wag. And at that time, Oprah did her big bra intervention show. So, like, everybody was talking about bras and, you know, how women can get some help on the topic. And I said to my editor at the time, you know, someone should write a book on bras because there's really, like, no kind of Bible on the topic for women. And she goes, I think you should do it. It's a great idea. So I'm like, oh, me? Okay. So, and I always, you know, obviously being a woman, I felt passionate about bras. And growing up, I developed with a deformity. Bras were always kind of a really big deal for me. I had to have a special bra, and I would take the padding out on the one side and put it on the other, you know, leave the padding on the other just to make myself kind of look normal. So it was kind of like, it was kismet, I guess you could say, because
totally.
It was something that was really, really resonated with me. And then there were all these other women who were just demanding, you know, help and advice on this topic. So I got the idea for The Bra Book, and 3 years later, that was published by Ben Bella Books. And now that's in second edition.
Amazing.
Yep. So I hopefully many more incarnations to come. And that really kind of catapulted everything for me, I guess, with my TV career. You know, I started going, I was on Dr. Oz as his bra expert, and, you know, all these other shows, basically all the national talk shows came calling, which was great. And I was able to kind of help all these women through that. And now I'm the foundations expert for Soma, intimates, and I go on QVC and work for them. So,
so cool. So when you say like, bra expert though, can you elaborate more of like what that is? Like give an example of like how you've helped people.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, before me, there were women that would go on TV and talk about bras. Most notably was the Bra Whisperer, and she was Oprah's person, and she owned Intimacy Boutiques. And I felt, in my opinion, that those people that were, you know, yes, they were advocating women, but they were really advocating sales more mm-hmm. than anything. And they were kind of guiding women towards these like super expensive bras. I mean, the specialty shops will sell you a $200 bra, you know, and I felt like women weren't asking for that. Like
right.
they didn't want to. Not only was the experience of going to get a bra fitting and buying a bra unpleasant, but then on top of it, they were poor afterwards, you know, so they were like, it broke the bank. So it was kind of like, you know, how someone had to be out there advocating for, you know, an everyday woman. So that's kind of how I felt. You know, I just went out there. I put my story out there, my own personal struggles. I put that right in the introduction to the bra book. And then I really, you know, kind of I became a fit expert. I really taught myself. I did a lot of workshops and I did a lot of hands-on work with women. And so when I would go to do a TV segment, I really felt like I knew what I was doing, even though I wasn't actually a bra maker or someone who was selling
I love
bras,
it. That's
know?
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. So I just really felt like I was advocating for the everyday woman like myself. And so it was really a learning experience for me over the course of many, many years. The first bra book came out in 2009. The second edition came out in 2017. So there were many years in between. And during that time, besides the many TV appearances, I was able to go do different workshops. I did every year Joan London, you know Joan London, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who she is. Every year she would have this camp for women, and I would go and work with the women at the camp and do a workshop. So there would be like 100 women lined up for my advice and for me to fit them. And
I love
you know,
it.
So a lot of charity stuff, you know, breast cancer events and that sort of thing. So it really felt gratifying because I really was able to help a lot of people in my own small way.
Right. I love it. So I have a bra expert question while we're on this topic. What is like the normal lifespan a girl should wear a bra?
Well, it depends on how you care for it.
Okay.
So obviously if you take really good care of your bras, they will last you longer. And it depends on if you're wearing it every single day, you're not giving it any time in between, where you're washing it or anything like that. The dirt and the oils in our skin will break down the elasticity and the fabrics of your bra. And if you put it in the dryer, that will also destroy your bra. So different things that you can do that will make it, last longer or last a shorter length of time. All that said, you know, you can look for signs of if it's fraying, if the underwire is poking out, if it's stretched out, if the cups are crushed, then you know it's time to toss it. But, you know, it could probably last you a year, I would say. But again, if it's a bra that is like not really an everyday bra and you have, you know, you're caring for it properly, you could get a lot longer out of it.
Right. I'm so fascinated. Do you have any favorites? Can you pick favorites, like the brands that you like? Can you share?
I actually, you know, I find a lot of different bras from a lot of different companies that I think are good for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I'm a fan of a lot of Soma's styles right now because I'm so familiar with what they do. And I really love that that brand in particular fits true to size, which is great. And they also have a lot of solutions based products. So like I hear from a lot of women that tell me that they get like a back bulge no matter what they do. You know, they get that sort of like back bulge. They actually make a bra called the Vanishing Back Bra.
Hysterical. Like these are like real things like people don't think about.
Oh.
It's so true.
It's crazy. Like mm-hmm. you should see the letters and the emails and stuff that I get from women, emails and comments on Facebook. And like women are constantly asking me different things. And I try to, you know, figure out a good solution. Like someone actually messaged me today and said, what's the best bra, you know, most supportive bra that you can think of for a woman that's a D cup, meaning, you know, herself,
mm-hmm.
I'm assuming it was for herself. And, you know, so I gave her a recommendation based on that. You know, however, there is a lot of personal preference when it comes to choosing a bra. And what you might be comfortable in might not be what I'm comfortable in.
Right.
So it's really just kind of trial and error and just trying different things on. But sort of knowing where to start and having a guideline is always good. And I really feel like with the bra book, you know, you really can get educated before you go. Because I would always say to people, you know, you're going car shopping, you know, you don't just go to Honda and say, okay, I'll take that car. You do your research before you go.
Exactly.
But when it comes to bras, which is something that a woman wears every day, she literally does no research. So it's kind of like an interesting thing to me. So I really felt like, you know, if you're educated and empowered, the experience is going to be that much better for you. And you'll learn eventually to not hate bra shopping.
Right. No, it's such, this is like great information, Janae. Thank you so much for sharing this.
I'm a plethora of bra information, let me tell you.
Oh my God, I love it. Everybody favorite definitely topic. Needs to like check that out. Where can people even get that book right now?
Really Amazon, I mean, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Target, you know, all the usual places, but Amazon is really the easiest. And the best, obviously, if you have Amazon Prime.
Right, you get it like the next day. Right, exactly.
Yeah, and it makes a great, especially with Valentine's Day coming up, you know, it's something that you can give your girlfriends and you can give them a gift certificate with it to go, you know, to a bra
shop. So cute. I love that idea.
Mm-hmm. So a great like Galentine's Day gift.
I love
idea,
it.
And you can help, you know, help your friends or your sister or whoever in the process. So
amazing, so cool. Okay, and now also I definitely want to talk about how you're working with QBC, which is so awesome. So mm-hmm. Tell us about that experience. How did that come about? Obviously you're working with Soma right now. Is that with QBC or?
Well, I've worked with Soma for a number of years. Anytime I had a bra makeover booked on TV or something, you know, bra related, I would reach out to them just because they have such great products. And they, I would keep in touch with them, and we became really, really friendly, me and all the people there. And I, joking around one day, said, you know, I should really be your spokesperson. And they said, actually, we have an opportunity coming up that we think you might be perfect for. So, you know, I had the whole job interview with the CEO of the company, who's this amazing woman, Mary Von Frog. And I just, everybody there, first of all, with that company, what I really loved is they're all women, basically.
Right.
You would be shocked to know how many men there are in the bra industry, and not to be discriminatory in any way, shape, or form, but it's just a really difficult thing for a man to be, a man doesn't have boobs.
Right. Well, to be selling a bra. Exactly. Yeah. Right.
And designing them and all that sort of thing. And so what I really love about the company is it's women founded, women run, women, all female design team. So these are people that are, you know, not only amazing at what they do, but they also have a personal attachment and understand, you know, what women are looking for and what women need. And another thing I really like about them is they also pay attention to what the customers say. When I tell you that they read every single everything, review, comment, they read every single thing. They have 300 stores across the country, and they literally read every single thing that a customer writes or asks for. So I think that that's pretty amazing.
Amazing. Too. It definitely is.
So they're really coming up with things that their customers want. And so they came to me with this opportunity, and then I had this job interview, and I still didn't even know what it was for. And then they told me, you know, which was funny. I'm like, okay, I just went there and, you know, did my thing. And then they told me it was for QVC, which actually has been a dream of mine through my entire career. I just always loved the idea of the home shopping. I just thought it was such a cool thing. And, you know, being a person that has a TV background, it just fascinated me. So it was just a really cool opportunity at the right time. And we were testing it out at first because Soma was a new brand to QVC. And the QVC viewers have really responded to us over the last 10 months or so. And so now we're kind of on all the time. I'll be back on again tomorrow, actually.
That's so awesome. So, mm-hmm. so awesome. So in comparison to like all of your hosting experiences or even guest appearances, what would you say, even like with QVC, I guess we could say, because that's your most recent, what makes each experience different? Like, because obviously there's so many different talk shows. Is it more about like the environments that are there? Like, I'm so fascinated to learn about, like, because it seems like you've done them all, honestly, Janae. Yeah. So like, tell us about like the difference. I'm so fascinated.
Every single place I go, in the TV world is completely different. It's so crazy. It really is like a different feel, especially if it's a talk show that is revolving around a personality. It really, like, for example, the Wendy Williams show. You know, her show has a totally different feel than the Today Show, which has a totally different feel than Fox and Friends.
Right.
And I'm just, like, the type of person, I'm very go with the flow. I'm very laid back. And so I think I have an easy time sort of, like, assimilating myself into all these different groups and kind of getting along with different hosts and kind of, that's always the challenge is, like, you have, like, 5 minutes. So in that 5 minutes, you not only want to get some important, helpful information on whatever you're showing to the viewer, but you also want to show your personality and you also want to have a good chemistry with the hosts and whoever is doing the interview with you. So it's kind of like being able to master that, I guess, that makes it a winning formula.
That's really, really good advice. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, sure. No problem.
What would you say is your most memorable experience?
Oh my gosh, there's so many.
Right, because they're all different, right. But what would you say is one that stands out?
Well, this is a story I tell all the time to people. I was 8 months pregnant with my son, who's now 3. And I was booked on a segment on the Today Show. And there I was sitting on set with my, like, 8 models that had all taken off from work that day and whatever. And ended up, they canceled my segment as we're sitting on set because the president was scheduled to speak and they ran out of time and whatever it was. You know, it's TV. It happens.
Right.
And I was like, I was kind of like, okay, I know the deal. I can deal with this. I'm not too upset. I'm just going to take it as it comes. It was a lot of work, but, you know, whatever. And my producer, who was also 8 months pregnant at the time, was crying. She felt so bad. She was so upset. And Matt Lauer, his office was right outside Studio 1B, which is the upstairs studio. So that's where we were. So I walk out of Studio 1B and he pops out of his office and he goes, is everything okay? And I said, well, I was just sitting out there. Here I am, like, extremely pregnant, you know, big bump. And I said, well, they just canceled my segment. And he said, are you kidding me? So he gets on the phone and he's calling the control room and he goes, you know, what's going on? Can't you tape her? Can't you get her in, you know, asking them. And they were like, no, we can't, you know, whatever, however it goes. And he goes, do you want some water? Like, you know, do you need anything? I'm like, no, I'm fine. He's like, okay, well, you know, let us know if you need anything. And he was really nice. I mean, know that he's taken such flack lately and he's had such a, like, you know, bad kind of thing about him.
Right, like bad reputation a little bit. Right,
yeah,
right.
And he was so nice to us.
Oh, that's good. That's putting him in a good light. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just such a good, like, it was a good memory. It kind of made the, like, negative experience really positive. You know, I mean, over 8 years, I've done probably, like, 100 segments on the Today Show. So to have one get canceled, it's whatever. It is what it is. You know, it's not a big deal. And I don't take anything in the industry personally by any means. But that is definitely something that sticks out. And the other thing is just all of the cool people that you get to meet backstage, like being, like, serenaded by Craig Campbell, the country singer, you know, in the green room, or, you know, sitting, being the only guest in the green room while Nuke Is on the Block is in there. And they're
so
all
cool.
Speaking in front of me. And they're basically in their underwear. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm dying on the inside.
Right, like, clearly.
Seen them 8 times. Huge fan of theirs, you know. So just really, really amazing experiences.
I love it. So I have some advice I would like for you to share with our listeners. But, like, if you have any advice for somebody that wants to become an expert in the TV realm, what advice can you give them?
Get ready for a roller coaster ride.
How can they set themselves up, though? Set themselves up for success.
What's great is, you know, I feel like anyone these days can become an expert in a sense that as long as you have a passion for it. And I really believe that you have to be genuine. And you may have some success in the beginning, but you won't have the longevity if you aren't genuine.
Right.
So you really should be genuinely passionate about what you're talking about. And then, of course, having, like, some credentials to back it up would be helpful, too. Having some TV experience is always helpful. You know, anything that you can make yourself look better to a producer, because the field is so saturated and so crowded. And, you know, all of a sudden there's someone right behind you doing the same thing as you, you know, getting themselves booked too. And it's just like, you have to kind of be, one of my friends who's also an on-air style expert, her name is Pam Peckerman. And I won't use someone else's analogy without attributing them. And she said this to me a long time ago and I never forgot it. And I just thought that this was so great. But she said, you know, I feel like I have to be like a swimmer. And you know how swimmers just, they're in their lane and they don't really pay attention to what any other swimmer is doing. They just do they just swim the fastest that they can. And that's kind of how you have to be. You have to really just stay in your own lane and focus on your own success and focus on what you have to do and your own goals. And you can't worry about what anybody else is doing.
Right. That's really good advice. Really good advice.
So as far as getting started out, you know, if you want to establish yourself, brand yourself as an expert, obviously maybe, you know, getting some kind of credibility in the form of a blog, where you can grow a following, where you start giving advice on that topic. You know, I mean, I have another friend who's an on-air expert, and she was just not to say just a mom, but I mean, because that's a very noble thing to be a mom of four children. And we have four also, but she is a mom, and she, her family had gotten into a ton of debt. And she and her husband managed to do all this couponing and all these crazy things to get themselves out of debt. And while they did that, they documented their journey. And she ended up getting this huge following with their blog. And now she's on Rachel Ray.
So cool. See, that's great advice. Yeah, awesome.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if you look at someone like that, you know, really anyone can do it. What's so funny, too, is she's, you know, we're from the same area in upstate New York. And I met her through, you know, someone else and then through the TV circuit and everything. But we're actually, you know, it just goes to show you it doesn't matter, you know, who you know, where you're from. You can do it by just being smart about it and really putting your mind to it, for lack of a better term.
Well, also, like you were saying, stay in your own lane and put yourself out there.
Right. And really, like, worry about what you can do to distinguish yourself and make yourself more appealing as opposed to worrying about what everybody else is doing.
Right. So true. So, oh my God, Jeanette, great advice today. Loving it all. Okay. So I definitely want to also talk about how you're working with Skinnies. So let's talk a little bit about this awesome line and what you're doing with them.
Well, I'm the brand ambassador for Skinnies Skincare Wear. And that was another thing that kind of came out of me just loving the company and loving the product. I've been working with her. I've known her, Michelle Moran, the founder. I've known her for about 8 years. I actually showed her leggings on the Today Show, like in the very beginning of me going on that show, because I thought they were so cool. So they're actually garments that are compression garments, but they moisturize your skin while you're wearing them.
It's like so cool. There's nothing like that. Yeah.
So there's nothing like that at all. So it was a really easy sell on my part. You know, I'm like, oh my God, producers love products that are, you know, unique. They do double duty, but they're still affordable for people. Like, it had all of the things that made it great for a TV segment and for a TV demo. So it was kind of a natural fit. And all these years later, I've always kept in touch with her and watched her company grow to the point where she's in Walgreens and Walmart and CVS and now on HSN. So it's been really neat to kind of watch, like, she's watched my journey, I've watched hers. And then, you know, that was another thing that I kind of said to her, you know, I would love to work with you in some capacity. I feel that I can help you. Mm-hmm. I can, you know, introduce you to other influencers. I can, you know, kind of put you on in some different things that you wouldn't normally think of, just things that come across my desk. And she was like, yes, I love it. Let's do it. So that's kind of how that all came about. And it's funny because I don't know which I get more questions on the daily, like bra advice or on Skinnies. everybody wants to know about Skinnies too. They're like, wait, what are these socks? What are these leggings? Like, where can I get the gloves? You know, everybody's constantly asking me about them. So that's really neat too. And it's just something that, like, they're under $20 at most of the stores. So it's something that someone can pick up, and it's just like a little sort of feel good item to have. So
and they last, like, they're good quality.
Oh yeah, they make wonderful stuff, and that's kind of like any company or anybody that I work with. I'm not out for a paycheck. I'm out for helping people. So for me, I wouldn't want it to work with someone that it might damage my reputation in any way, if that makes sense. So, you know, anyone, I've invested a lot of time and energy in you know, growing my brand to what it is. So I would never want anything to tarnish that. So every you know, everything that I recommend is always something that I feel is that I would really recommend to people.
Right. Well, that you would wear, and you, because you're honest. Like, that's why you're so good at what you do, and people want you to be an ambassador because you speak your truth when you invest your time into something.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that goes back to the being genuine.
Right.
You know, and I think people see through that. People are not stupid. You know, so you have a lot of, and not to knock bloggers, because I love a lot of the bloggers and I love their feeds and I think their feeds are amazing. And I've met some amazing bloggers, but there are some that will really just, you know, as long as they're being paid, they'll talk about any product, and it shows. You know, if you don't really feel genuine, if you don't really love this, it shows.
Right. It's so true. It's so true. You have to be authentic with your brand.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I feel like, and thank you so much, by the way, for, you know, connecting Skinnies and I, because they're going to be in my fashion show in the spring,
yes!
Which is so awesome.
I can't wait.
So I wanted to give you a personal shout out for that on the show.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you so much for that. So, okay, I want to play a little bit of game time, Janae. This is just a fun way for people to get to know you, even though your career is freaking awesome. So, first question, what is your favorite TV guilty pleasure?
Oh boy. Okay. So it changes. more recently, it is a show called Love After Lockup. I don't know if you've seen it.
I haven't.
It's amazing. Oh my gosh. You will be addicted. I'm not kidding. It is crazy. It is these people that have written to people who are in prison. And a lot of the people on the show actually are women. So these are women who've been in prison for whatever reason. And these men reach out to them, and then they have relationships with them when they get out of prison. And it's a reality show, and it follows these like six couples.
What? I'm already fascinated. I'm definitely.
Oh my gosh. I know, like, my husband's like, why do you watch? I'm like, I am so fascinated by this. I don't know if it's just me, like me being a journalist, and I'm just so interested in like everything. I'm curious about everything that it's like, I'm so curious about it. It really, it's fascinating. I'm telling you, you would love it.
Oh my God. When is it on? Like, where can we see it?
Friday night.
Oh my God. What channel though? Is it on like a Netflix series or?
I think it's like A&E or one of those.
Oh yes, my God. I'm totally. A&E. So it's Love After Lockup?
Yes.
Oh my God. I'm totally going to check that out. That's hysterical. Okay. I ask this question all the time. I've never heard of that show. I love it. Okay. What is Janae's favorite food?
I love, oh my God, I love every food. It's so hard to pinpoint. Eggplant Parmesan. Eggplant Parmesan is like my comfort food, my happy food.
Your happy place.
Like, yes, that's my happy place.
Oh my God, I love it.
But I literally eat everything. Like, I will go to a Brazilian barbecue and try the weird animal meat. Like, I literally will eat everything that I like. There's nothing I don't like.
Well, chicken parm is a great comfort food, so I have to attest that I totally agree with that choice. I just have to say.
Yes.
Okay, cool. What is your favorite destination you've ever been, and why?
I had a really great trip to New Zealand several years ago, and I just thought it was the coolest place on the planet. You would go like 1 mile, and you would be on a beach running with penguins, and then another mile, it would be like a glacier that you could walk
on. So cool.
And then, you know, drive a little bit further and you're like in a field of sheep, and it's not like a tourist attraction. It's like literally just like you're out in the wild. It is such an amazing place. So that definitely is one of my favorite trips.
What made you go there out of all places?
My cousin was studying abroad there. So, a bunch of the cousins got together and they were like, hey, you want to go to New Zealand? And I was like, sure.
Oh my God. That's freaking awesome.
And the funniest thing is, so my cousins we were younger, you know, I was in my early 20s. And my cousins were doing like the backpacking type staying at hostels thing. And I didn't really know what that was and what the plan was. And then we got to the first hostel and I realized what it was. And I was like, hell no. I'm not staying in one of these things. And I walked myself to a nearby motel and I checked in and I paid whatever it cost to stay at the motel. And I stayed at the motel. I'm like, I am not staying.
Oh my God. I've never even been in a hostel. What is it like?
It's literally like a house. And it costs like $20 or whatever. And you just stay there. And they had, in this particular one, they had like rooms inside of the house. And then they had like a cabin outside that had cots in it. And it had just like a screen door that was open. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry. Like, I'm a little too paranoid that something's going to happen to me in the middle of the night.
Understandably. Just, right.
It's amazing because New Zealand, they have like no crime there.
And really?
So oh, yeah. It's amazing. So people hitchhike and you can safely pick up hitchhikers, which we did. You can sleep with your door wide open. It's a crazy, crazy thing to think about because here in America, it's so different. But they have their crime rate is like nothing.
I'm like so, mind blown right now. They sleep with the door open like that. What?
Oh, yeah. And the people are so friendly. They talk to you like everybody loves everybody. Like nobody says anything mean. It's like the craziest thing that you could imagine. It's like a surreal world. After I left, I was like, I kind of want to move here.
Why not? Understandably. Clearly, you would be safe, right?
Oh, yeah. And they have this great, their music is almost like a reggae style music. So cool. It's really great. So it's just a great place. It was a good trip.
Oh, my God. I'm so fascinated. The only time I was ever in New Zealand was in the airport. So I guess I'm going to have to re-explore that next time.
Oh, yeah. And you definitely need at least like 2 to 3 weeks to go there. And you can like only see one part of it in that amount of time. It's amazing.
Isn't that crazy? It's like there's so much to do when you're out there. It's how do you have time?
You need like a month. And then
seriously,
you need to go to Australia too.
right. Oh my God, so cool! I'm so glad you shared that. I was always curious how New Zealand is it yeah. It's a country, right? I don't even know.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Just want to make sure. I was like, I think
I'm
it's a
like
country.
That too. I'm like, wait, is that?
Yeah, I get confused between like continents and countries when it comes to Europe. Yeah. I'm just like, okay, yeah. Okay, great info. Thank you for that. What is something you have to do in your daily routine?
Go to the gym.
What kind of workouts do you do?
I weight train and I just do cardio. I'm not a super athletic person and I never have been. I'm kind of uncoordinated. I was always a dancer, you know, dancing, singing, doing musicals, that kind of thing. So for me, like, sports was never a part of my life ever. And I didn't grow up with brothers or anything like that. So I never was exposed to really any sports other than boxing. Because Mike Tyson was actually a family friend of ours, which is kind of interesting.
That's cool.
And baseball was always on in my house. But other than that, I never really did that. So for me, like, I got really sick a couple of years ago. I actually had a blood clot in my lung that I almost died from. And I was in the hospital for 14 days. Or, I'm sorry, 8 days. I don't know where I got 14 from. Felt like 14 days. I was in the hospital for 8 days. And after I came out of the hospital, it scared me enough to want to really adopt the healthiest lifestyle that I could. So I started going to the gym every day and haven't looked back since.
Amazing. See, it's so funny how life puts situations in your way to fix it.
It's so true. And I've also learned that I have a gene that makes me prone to getting blood clots that I never knew I had. So it's amazing that when I was pregnant with my daughter that I didn't get a clot. Because they were like, oh, that's almost 100% chance with the gene that you have that you'll get one. So you have already like been through so much of your life without having this happen to you. So I'm really glad I at least found out.
Right. Understandably.
So then when I got pregnant with my son, I was able to take the appropriate, you know, precautions. I had to be on blood thinners the whole time and, you know, the whole nine, but it was worth it because it saved my life.
Right. Seriously. Wow. What an inspiring story.
Thank you. Yeah. And I came out of the hospital and 2 days later I did a Today Show segment and then I got to work with trying to share the story because, part of the reason I got the clot was because I was on the birth control pill. And with my gene that I had, you should never be on the pill, which I didn't know because I didn't know I had it. So I immediately contacted the editor. I wrote for Shape magazine for a couple of years. So I contacted my editor at Shape and I said, you know, can I write about this? What happened to me? And she goes, oh my gosh, absolutely. So I shared my story in Shape and then I went on a couple of TV shows and I took my doctor with me. And I just really put the message out there and I started getting letters from women who had blood clots from being on the birth control pill. So it kind of opened up a whole new avenue, and now we keep in touch and everything. And just, you know, it was like another thing that I was like, oh my gosh, there's so many women out there who don't know about this.
Right.
And this gene is pretty common, but they don't test you for it. So it's called Factor V Leiden.
Crazy. So you just one day like passed out? Like, how did you even know?
I started having this pain that kind of felt like a stitch in my side. And then it kind of, as the day went on, it progressively got worse. And then that night I felt like I was having a heart attack. Like, I was just like, wow, this is the worst heartburn I've ever had in my whole life. You know, what is wrong with me? And so I took like a heartburn medication and I went to bed, because I kind of felt like in my gut, I was like, I feel like I should go to the hospital. But my daughter was soundly sleeping in her bedroom. And I was a single mom at the time and I didn't have anyone else. So I said, I don't want to scare her and wake her up and make her go to the emergency room in the middle of the night. So I just went to sleep. And I woke up the next morning and I went to do an exercise class, if you can believe it.
Oh, my God.
There happened to be a girl in the class who was a cardiac nurse. And she, like, I just kept saying to her, you know what? I'm having the weirdest pain and I can't explain it. And she said, you really need to go see your doctor. So I got in the car and I drove right to my doctor. And my doctor immediately was like, and she was in Scarsdale, actually, at where I was at the time. And she immediately said, I think you might have a blood clot in your lung. And I was like, what? That's just like something that is probably not right. And she's like, I'm just going to have you go right to the hospital. And sure enough, that's what it was.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. So crazy. I mean, I was healthy, you know, young, like in my 30s, like nothing, you know, wrong with me.
Right. But isn't it crazy that they don't even test for that gene? They got to start doing more of that.
Well, especially with putting women on the pill. And, you know, most people die from a pulmonary embolism within 30 minutes of symptoms. And I had symptoms for a full 24 hours.
Oh, my God.
So it's really amazing that I'm even here.
Wow. Well, you're meant to share it, obviously.
I guess so, right?
Yeah. Wow. I'm like so inspired by you, Janae. Amazing.
Or I'm just here to keep, you know, getting women in the right bra.
Right. Mix of both, for sure. I love it. Well, it has been so much fun having you today. Can you share with everybody, first of all, what time you're on QVC tomorrow so people can watch you, and also all of your social media channels and how people can get in touch?
I'll be on QVC between 2 and 4 p.m. In the afternoon. That's Eastern time. On Jane and Pat's Closet, I believe the show is called. So that's on QVC on the main channel. And then I'm pretty easy to find. I'm Janae Luciani, JanaeLuciani.com. And my website always has an updated list of my appearances. I have a blog where I share a lot of great information. There's links to stuff. So it's a pretty fun site. And then always on Instagram, I'm always posting. So you can find me at Janae on TV, JeneOnTV, or at The Bra Expert. And then you can also find The Bra Expert and Janae Luciani on Facebook.
Amazing.
All over.
And then they can obviously get your books, because you have multiple books. Do you want to just share?
I also wrote another book called Get It, A Beauty, Style, and Wellness Guide to Getting Your It Together. And I co-authored that with Jacqueline Larita, who you may know from Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And she's also a busy mom, and she does a lot of advocacy for autism, which you've seen on the show. But what a lot of people don't realize is that she's been a cosmetologist for like 25 years and a makeup artist. So she's really into beauty. So we kind of put together this book that's sort of like a Bible for all things female. Everything from our favorite recipe, you know, quick, healthy recipes, to beauty tips, to obviously bra and style advice. So that is a really neat book as well. And that and the bra book, the second edition of the bra book, you can get currently on Amazon.
Amazing. So, so cool. Well, thank you so much again for coming on, Janae. So inspiring. So great to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. It was great chatting with you.
Yeah, same. Well, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to Next On Scene. Definitely reach out to Janae and definitely check her out on QVC tomorrow. And stay tuned for who's next on scene. Yeah. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene with your host, Jackie Zuck. Showcasing Tomorrow's Scene Today, for startups to celebrities, we are your source to find out what's next. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us today at nextonscene.com or get social with us at Next on Scene on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? We want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on scene.